Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
I appreciate it. We know what's up, right? All right. We already talked. We got another message about and for my brother. We want to make that acknowledgement before the Jummah closes as well. Mashallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ويا أيها المسلمون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته والجمعة مبارك أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونفسا وما سواها فألحمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. An expression of this, the 91st surah. I've gotten two messages at the blog spot. It's cutting off. Sorry, it's out of my control right now. Nothing I can do. Inshallah, we're up on the Vimeo and MasjidWarithin.org. Hopefully the live is going out. Okay, yeah, so we got a thumbs up on that. So go to MasjidWarithin.org if you're hearing that at all, and you can get the live stream there. But otherwise, we have to go on. By the soul and the place within the system and its enlightenment as to what would benefit it, what would harm it, and what would benefit it. Trust is, truly he succeeds that causes it to grow, and he fails who corrupts it. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. The hadith, the report of Muhammad, report from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "My servants draw not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties I have enjoined upon him. And my servant continues to draw near to me with supererogatory, that is extra works, so that I shall love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his feet with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, and were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant him it. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful servant. He hates death, and I hate hurting him." Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today, brother and sister, we start another segment of the five obligations for building ummah. Reminding you, the five obligations, the way that we use as a memory device to know what those five, what in Islamic scholarship calls it, daruri, those five obligations, those five pillars, other than, you know, the five pillars of al-Islam, those five pillars that are necessary to build ummah, which is our mission. Our mission is to build ummah. Well, Islamic scholarship has brought to us the derivation or the abstraction of the fact that there are five things that are crucial, critical, imperative in order for you to have ummah. Family, intellect, religion. We know that it's deen, but in this construction, of course, you know, al-Islam covers everything. But in this construction of family, intellect, when religions are, it's your ritual life, your ritual life, your ritual practices, right? That's what's meant by religion. Those things that people say, well, that's Islam, you know, whatever, shahadatain, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj. Those things are a part of the religion. The lived aspect of al-Islam incorporates everything, and we call it deen. The right identification for it is deen, and deen doesn't separate these things out, family, intellect, religion, you know, self, and property. It prescribes as a totality something for us to do and a way for us to be around all five of those aspects, right? And so we've spent a few months, actually, I'm comfortable saying a few months. I mean, if you can count three as a few, at least we've addressed family. And then also inside of all that, what was marriage, the last component that we really ended on was marriage. And none of these subjects are going to be complete when I stop talking and when I die. There's just an ocean and a multiplicity of oceans of knowledge related to any one of those five. All right, so that being said, we decided to start today on the subject of the self, Now, I'm going to mention, obviously I have to speak, give you some kind of preference, pardon me, some kind of preface for what I'm saying, because you already know that I don't know how long this particular chapter is going to go. I'm not speaking of today. I'm talking about the whole segment. When we say, okay, today we start self, that, hell, I don't know. We may stop self in February. Allahu alam, you know, mashallah. So in any case, so the self is the beginning here today. And I feel the need to say also that mental health. At some stage in this subject of the self is going to be the aspect of mental health, right? I'm saying that for myself and also for the record and for your expectation in the subject because it's crucial, not just because the media has made it or is making it a popular matter, but because it is a crucial part of what's needed. How can you have a healthy ummah and the people are not mentally healthy? If the people aren't mentally healthy, then the whole thing can't be healthy. So we have some nice and interesting technical issues today. All right. We're going to roll with it. I need to change out these here. For those who are listening, I'm just changing my earpiece. Okay. So I just mentioned that we're going to, before the subject's over, inshallah, not today, but in the series itself, deal with health, mental health. All right. So today is the beginning of the self as one of those five fundamental pillars for the establishment of ummah, the self. To just touch on that background that we came from, I was a part of the Nation of Islam, as it were, under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah forgive him his shortcomings and grant him admission to paradise. And one of the main, slogans, I'm just going to put it that way, that we had, you have to get the knowledge of self, God, and the devil. The knowledge of self, God, and the devil. And so our knowledge of self was learning about being, quote-unquote, Muslim, as we understood it. But inside of that knowledge of self was the whole mythology of Yaqub. And most of you know that. And if you don't, there are plenty of places where you can go and find out about it. I'll make that statement because I know it's in the background of some of our thinking. But also I want to bring it up to a very, very important dimension that must be understood now so you don't get caught up in some spider web somewhere. And that is, there are those who are telling us that the knowledge of self is to know about Egypt and the ancient dynastic Egypt and about the African kings and the this and the that. Yes, that's a part of the history of people who identify in this tone of flesh, right? But listen to the trap in setting that as the boundary for your knowledge of self. You mean that your origins and the limits of you are whatever was happening in Black Africa, even if you want to call it that, whatever's happening in Black Africa and 21st century, whatever, America, whoever you are. That's you. That's yourself. It's like, when I know that, I know myself, right? That's a mistake. Let it go. You need that information. Alhamdulillah, fine. You have a, let's even call it a genetic tie. You have a geographic tie. You have a DNA tie, like everybody else in the world, if you really know. I get it, you know. Everybody, the modern man has to trace himself back to Africa somewhere. So we want to say Africa is us and it belongs to us, except, well, then everybody came from us if you're just dealing with a DNA modern human perspective. But all of that is limited and limiting when it comes to al-Islam, because al-Islam doesn't even start, and your identity doesn't even start with the earth itself. Your identity doesn't start with the earth, Muslim. See, now I'm talking to you, Muslim. Okay. That when Allah says, Inni ja'ilu fil ardi khalifa, so I'm making in the earth a khalifa. And then who responded to him? And then the angel said, what? Will you create something that will cause mischief and bloodshed? That's what the angel said. And then fast forward that whole conversation, that whole interaction, and stop at the point, or I'll mention here at this point, God said, get ye down from here. On earth will be your dwelling. Well, where when that happened? If we had to get down from somewhere to be on the earth, well, then where were we before? And what were we before? While this conversation is happening, what form were we in? Okay? And all that, all I'm trying to do is, you know, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I got to go back a little bit to the Nation of Islam. There were a lot of good mechanistic things. When I say mechanistic, there was mythological strategies that were not brand new to the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam was emulating and imitating practices that actually had gone on before. Farad Muhammad just amalgamated it and applied it to the sleeping, mentally dead, so-called American Negro in the wilderness of North America. The idea was that he wanted to blow out Farad. He wanted to blow our minds, right? In the mythology, you had I don't know if it was Shabazz that did that. Shabazz was the one that took us down, took us away from Mecca and took us into Africa because, whatever, he didn't want to cooperate with folks or something. I don't know. So they blew up the earth. The earth was blown up. That must have been somebody else. But one of the gods, Auzubillah, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm just reflecting on it and thanking Allah that we are and I am where I am right now. But we can't be where we are without the benefit of what that was. All right, so we have to take it seriously because it had serious impact and it succeeded in its fundamental intention, which was to blow our minds. Right? Because the mind that we had been given was not the mind that Allah created us to have. The mind that we had come into, the sleeping, mentally dead, so-called American Negro, the mind that we had come into was the mind that had been imposed upon us by the nature of life in the West, cattle slavery, plantation slavery, et cetera, and it created out of that a, quote-unquote, Negro, never grow. And so when Farad put his strategy together, the idea was the first thing we got to do is get rid of that mind. So you talk about brainwashing. Yeah, we did need to have our brain washed because it was dirty in more ways than one, right? And plus it wasn't our mind. So we need to have that mind blown away. So one of our ancestors, according to the mythology, they wanted to destroy the earth because of the lack of cooperation. And so they put some dynamite, more powerful than any kind of TNT that we knew, blah, blah, put it in the earth, and then they detonated it. But he didn't succeed in destroying the earth. What he only succeeded at doing is blowing away a part of the earth, and the moon went up so far, and the earth dropped so far, and all the water on the moon poured back down on the earth, and that's where the Pacific Ocean is now. MashaAllah. Who knew? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, everybody else got their theory, but we wasn't even looking at his theory. This is supreme wisdom. This is from the God. You know? So in any case, and that's why ain't no water on the moon. There's no water on the moon because it all poured back down here on the earth. It's right there. Yeah. So, but what's the symbolism? The symbolism is the deportation of the moon is what that's called. The deportation of the moon. It's like, what is the moon? The moon is the mind. The moon is the mind. So he gave us something, that mythology, that was designed to blow our mind. I'm mashallah, I'm telling you, I know I said this before, but I'm an old soldier, so let's get to repeat their stories. Listen, I'm on the bus one day with his brother Bill was his name. And I had knew Brother Bill before he was, you know, involved with Nation of Islam. We were going to the College of Alameda at the time. And so I'm on the bus. I'm not a member of the Nation of Islam, as it were, at that time, but I'm in search mode. And so Bill, he tells me, it's kind of like leans in, said, man, That white man is an illusion.
Now, at first, I had anybody even have that conception to imagine to say something like that. The white man is an illusion. So I'm interested because it's like, what does he mean? The white man is an illusion. He had gotten influenced at that time by the Nation of Islam doctrine. So what he really meant, it was that this power that white people seem to have over us, as he was speaking of as a member of the Nation of Islam, this power, the power that they have is an illusion. And our ideas about them is an illusion. And so he had been told the story, a part of which I'm telling you right now. And so now that mind that was under that influence and under that power, under that spell, had now is gone. So what Farad had done and what that strategy did, it opened the space for us to get a new mind. Flashback real quick to some of the things that we talked about in family, right? In family, we said that there's the imprinting, modeling, socializing phase. 0 to 7 is that imprinting. 8 to 14, modeling. About 0 to 7 is the imprinting, yes. And 8 to 14 is the modeling. And 15 to 21 is the socialization. 60% of your personality is formed by the time you're 5 or 6 years old. 90% of your personality is formed by the time you're 10 years old. And the balance 10% of 100% of who you're going to be is finalized during the socialization phase. So most of us, unless we have a significant emotional event, most of us are and will be whatever we were at 21 if we never have a significant emotional event. Significant emotional events like El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X, Malcolm Little, goes to prison, et cetera, gets solitary confinement, blah, blah, blah. Then he finally has this kind of vision of break with reality, et cetera, et cetera, and then gets exposed to the ideas of Nation of Islam. And then he goes from Malcolm Little to Malcolm X. And, of course, you know the history of El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz. Significant emotional event. What the Nation of Islam provided for many of us is that significant emotional event. And we haven't been the same since. Think about those of you who were something before, then you went to that meeting. After that meeting, pretty much it was done. It's like you took the red pill. That was the red pill. Okay? And we thank Allah for it. We thank Allah for it. Alhamdulillah, allow me one more thing. We'll give you some facts. Listen. When I was the beginning of my travels towards and into the Nation of Islam, I wasn't in it at the time that I graduated from the College of Alameda and was accepted into UC Berkeley, the School of Engineering, right? So I'm accepted. It's right at that moment that I embraced Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam and left UC Berkeley, right? Because once you've got that, the Nation of Islam message, it's a, you know, the white man's knowledge. That's the, not even the white man. It's the devil's knowledge. The devil's knowledge, right? And that we get our first lesson is the supreme wisdom. The actual fact, those are your first lessons. And our children go to the university. Our children start at the university. I drank the Kool-Aid, took the pill, everything. It's like, yeah, and no apologies, no regrets, anything, you know, from that path. All right. So dial all this back to the idea that this knowledge of self, it requires transcending all of the physical. See, you are not your body. We are not our bodies. Our true self, even in the Nation of Islam, I'll say that. Nation of Islam, and what is my true self? Your true self is a righteous Muslim. So are there any Muslims other than righteous? I beg your pardon, I've never heard of such. English lesson C1. See, some of y'all forgot your lesson, so yeah. Don't worry about it. It's good. So the idea is that our true self is not our physical self. So when someone confines your knowledge and significance of yourself to your physical self, they're putting you in another prison. Go with me on this. Because this is prefatory statements about the issue of the self. Self is so big. God says in the Quran, they make similitudes for God, but forget their own self. So you're trying to figure me out, and you're trying to describe who I am. You don't even know who you are. This is God in the Quran. You don't even know who you are. And he says, I didn't call anyone to witness their own creation. Right? So here's a question. When you talk to yourself, who's talking and who's listening? Let me just ask that. You know, I'm talking to myself. Okay. Who's the real one? Is the real one the one that's listening, or is the real one the one that's talking? I'm trying to get you into the place where you have to think, yes, abstractly, but more particularly, to see yourself as a non-body reality. Your reality is not your body. So important to understand. But we've always lived, all we've ever known is our body, and all that we experience through our body, so we believe that all we know is that as our reality. But no, your reality is transcendent of the body. Your reality is invisible, abstract, non, what they call corporeal, whatever. All right? So one more picture. It's just a picture, and we'll elaborate on these things as we go on. But I want you to start just thinking about, I want that part of you to just start thinking. And if you haven't already done so, we'll just continue to go further. If you have already done so. I'm going to leave that portion because it asked me to say more than I think we want to say today. All right, so let's go back to the verse. By the soul, what nefs is translated as self. Translated in other ways, but it's the self. By the self, and it's placed within the system. We're in a cosmic order, right? It's called the greater creation of the universe. It's called cosmos, right? And we know that there's a macrocosm, which is everything out there, the big space. And then there's a microcosm, which is the us, the inner reality of us. Muslims, so very important for you to you have to make this fundamental in your thinking. This has to be a part of the map of your reality. God says, you hear it all the time, but I want you to hear in the context of what I'm saying right now. فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Stop. So you make it. This is God's command. He's telling everyone who reads it and everyone who believes it, you make it your commitment. فَأَكِمْ Establish. When we say وَأَكِمْ الصَّلَاةِ, it means established prayer. When God says فَأَكِمْ, you establish it in your thinking. What the heck is this way of life, making your commitment to live this way of life? Put a bracket on this right here. Al-Islam is the way to do everything in your life that you need to have done. Al-Islam, that gift and favor, perfect favor of Allah to us, is saying, God says, I'm going to give you something that will solve every problem you will ever face in life. I'm going to give you a way of living that does that for you. Listen, it's like, that's a big deal. Oh, I'm going to do this. Now she doing that. And here he come with that. And my kids, they blah, blah, blah. And the white man doing this. And the Jews is doing that. And the wah, wah, wah. Okay. What does Al-Islam have to say about all that? You need to go find out. Because that Quran that we believe in and read, it says there's not a question they can bring you for which we have not provided the answer and the best explanation. Okay, so who has problems that they can't solve? Shouldn't be Muslims. Because God gave us a book and a model that and a way of life that solves all problems. You're never going to get rid of problems. But it's a blessing to always have something that shows you how to solve them. It sounds like a song lyric, like a line that would work in a song or a poem or something. That's how we've been favored. So go back. Now here's the big thing. Macrocosm, microcosm. Fitratullah, the nature originated by Allah. Allati, the one, satara and nas, the one that we, that I, Allah, satara and nas, I originated and nas, all people, I originated them on that pattern. What is God telling us? I made the universe first. And then I patterned the human being on that pattern. You are a little model of the universe. They bring it to us like they're bringing us news. No, God said, I already told y'all that. So, now ask the question. Who are you? When I say you, capitalize the W, the H, and the O. I mean, capital, who are you? See, because you can pull out your driver's license. That's not you. That's not you. For government purposes, yeah, that's you. I'd like to see some ID, please. And even the DNA, right? We come out with the DNA. We'll explain how your DNA wound up over here if you ain't never been over there. Hard to say that wasn't me, right? But see, even so, that's still about your body. The driver's license is about your body. The DNA is about your body. That's still not you. Let's go ahead and enrich ourselves with the idea that if you subscribe to, as you should, as a believer, what Allah has said in the Quran that I just mentioned, fitratullahi lati fatara an-nas 'alayha. There's the macrocosm, you're the microcosm, and everything that's in the universe is in you. Everything that's in the universe is in you. Okay? And that means also the same power that's in that is in you. Oh, here's the Quran saying. I'm trying to catch any doubts that run through your mind as possible because of the nature of life and the way we've been conditioned. When Allah says in the Quran, "Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard," Allah, the one who did us that favor, He said, and all of this that I have created, I have given it the nature to render service to you. Who is that? The sun. Who? The moon. Who? The stars. They will bow. Those are those angels. When Allah told Adam, who wasn't on the earth at that time, when Allah told Adam, tell them their name. And then when Adam named them, Allah said, did not I tell you I know what you don't know? Now bow down. Who are they bowing down to? Adam is just standing there speaking. Angels bow down. You know the rest of it, right? Iblis said, oh, hell no, I ain't bowing down. You made him from clay. You made me from fire. And then that's our existential story is all tied into that. When Allah said, get you down from here after Adam and his wife slipped. All that is about us. So the universe awaits our service. Just think about it. How poor are we just from a economic standpoint? You know, it's like we complain about black poverty. Oh, you know the structure, man, it's the caste system. I don't know if the sun, the moon, and the stars is participating in the racism design. I don't know if the angels of creation are saying, no, nigga, you can't have this. Right? It's like, huh. So if the moon is in conspiracy against you, the stars is conspiracy, the gravity is conspiring against you, the electromagnetic field is the quantum field is conspiring, nobody want to let us have nothing. Is because you bought the story that ain't your story. Your story is the Quran. Your story is the Adam of creation. Your story is as the Rahman, and in Surah Ar-Rahman, that Allah said, I have given you two gardens. This macrocosm, microcosm, those are the two gardens. I gave you the universe as a garden. I gave you yourself as a garden. But you have to grow yourself. Let's go slow on that. You have to grow yourself. Take it this way. First, you have to grow yourself. I can't grow for you. Take it like that. I can't grow for you. You have to grow yourself. Brother Imam, you have to grow yourself. Number two, you have to grow yourself. Because you are a gift from Allah to you. Do you hear that? You are a gift from Allah to you. So what did he give you? He gave you yourself. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. But you have to grow yourself. I ain't got nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. Ain't nobody helping. See, that was that Negro thing. That was a good thing, Mason. His mom getting rid of that mentality. And as we close this portion of the khutbah, the rest of that verse, 30-30, Fitatullahi lati fatara nasa. فترنات عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله. Don't change the form that Allah created you in. We have to be what Allah created us to be. That's really the great gift, and that's really the great quest. Who did God create me to be? Can you really honestly look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're looking at a body, obviously, but ask yourself, do I know what Allah created me to be? Because to the extent that you don't know what Allah created you to be, you don't know yourself as from God. Are you prepared to say that there's nothing that God put in me of any speciality? I'm just another cookie cut from the cookie cutter of life, and I'm just nothing special? I mean, really? Why would God waste his time with bringing you on the earth for you to be nothing? I have to tell you you're nothing, and you have to believe it to be nothing. But it's not you are nothing. It's just that you believe that you're nothing. And it is your belief that you are nothing that gives you your identity, so you become nothing. Life in the world that want to impose upon you the idea, ain't no sense you try, don't even try to be nothing. Don't you dare. Stay right where you are. Don't make a move till I tell you where to go, what to do, what to say. You are not free. We tell you when you're free and how free you are. Be mad at the Nation of Islam, but the Nation of Islam broke that chain. Listen, Imam explained it, mashallah. We didn't get the full explanation, tell Imam Muhammad, don't get it twisted. Imam Muhammad said, one of the main things that the Nation of Islam gave us was a sense of qualification without reference to credentials. I need to say that again. That's a powerful, powerful lie. He gave us a sense of qualification without reference to credentials. In the Nation of Islam, we didn't have to have no credentials to be somebody. Something that we could not approach or grasp or do because we are free from the self-doubt. And so you have ex-drug dealers, ex-dope fiends, who are surgeons and money masters, ex-criminals and gang members that are leaders of Fortune 500 level companies that were a part of the Nation of Islam selling Muhammad's feet on the corner. Did I say brain surgeon? Wallahi, I know this, brother. Brain ex-heroin addict. Who's a brain surgeon? I can't say his name because he's you there going, what? Give me another doctor. but no, ex-heroin addict, brain surgeon. Come off the block selling Muhammad Speak newspaper. Do you think he could have been able to do that if something hadn't blown his mind? But see, the message is, and we thank Allah for Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, that now you don't need to have your mind blown. All you have to do is embrace Al-Islam and embrace your reality as created by Allah. And those things become reality in your life. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب آمين الله أكبر. So it says, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Don't change the form that Allah created you in. It is so important, brothers and sisters. Just what I'm inviting you into, and with Allah's help, we'll do some of this as we continue. I'm inviting you into get the blueprint of yourself. Get the blue. You know, it's like if you look for a blueprint of a house, or you look for the blueprint of a car, and you look at, okay, this is this part, and that's this part, and that's this part, this is. Get the blueprint of yourself as created by Allah and seek to get a sense that, am I constructed in the way that Allah originated me, or am I off? When you know the blueprint, then you take the blueprint, then you match it up with yourself. Listen, this is it. No, that's not quite where that's supposed to be. See, let's see if we can move this over a little bit. Okay, that's good. Okay, what we're going to work on now? Okay, so this part down here seems like, okay. So the point is, where there's a mismatch between you as you know you and Al-Islam as it invites you, then you have to eliminate the mismatches. The more you eliminate the mismatches, the more you are realigned. Look at that word. R-E-A-L-I-G-N. R-E-A-L-I-G-N. They tell us to say realign. How come we can't say religion? How come we can't say religion? Religion. R-E-A, re, L-I, li, G-N, gen. Religion. And that's what our way of life is. It's about realigning my microcosm with the macrocosm. Coming consciously into an awareness of how I'm supposed to be as designed by God. You want God's design for you. You drive a Rolls Royce, you're going to take it to the Volkswagen mechanic? You're a Rolls Royce. The Volkswagen mechanic can't fix what's going on with you. So when Allah says, لَا تَبْدِلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ, this is Allah, the one who's favoring us. Allah is saying, look, I love you. I created you for my mercy. Quran, I created you for my mercy. I ain't mad at you. I don't hate you. I get no benefit in harming you. I created all this for you, Allah. Allah said, I don't want you to waste the few minutes of life that you have in this universe and not get the joy and the blessing that I have created in you and for you in this creation. Allah is saying, man, don't waste your time here. There's something better coming, but you're not really going to get that unless you taste it here. Because in the paradise, they say, the believers say, when they taste the fruits of paradise, they say, ah, this is like what we tasted before. Well, you can't get that unless you get straight with the order of God in the nature of your and the universal creation. And here comes the next line of that verse, 30-30. ذَلِكَ دِينُ قَيِّمَا. So, فَأَكِمْ, that's at the beginning. قَيِّمَا, same root. There, فَأَكِمْ. ذَلِكَ دِينُ قَيِّمَا. He says, that is the way of life. Right and straight. Allah has given us a way of life that's perfect for our existence. Any other way of life is deficient for life as Allah created it. So, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمَا, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمَا, this is our way of life. Now, there's a point that's very important for us to get. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Buni al-Islamu al-khams." Our way of life is built on five essentials. Okay, shahadatayn, salah, zakat, fasting, hajj. Those are the five pillars of al-Islam. Those are the five practices of al-Islam. Practicing that is what realigns us with that nature. When you're short on any of those five, then you're short in terms of the how do you say, the regimen or the exercise program, whatever, that's designed to create that realignment that I'm talking about. She had attained, of course, decoration. There's no object of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Salat comes after that. Zakat comes after that. And I'm only going to mention those two. I want to impress upon you something that's just so very important that we sometimes forget. And this is a part of the problem of our nature. When I say a problem of our nature, it's a habit of ours. We tend to forget. And if we're not reminded, that's what Jumu'ah is actually. It's actually a reminder. Sometimes we get, oh, man, I know I should have forgot about it. Well, you forget. See, when you forget things in al-Islam, what happens is you fail to cultivate an aspect of your development, right? I was listening to the reading that was playing before the Jumu'ah began, and I could hear in the recitation, it says the parable of the believers who spend their wealth in order to establish their soul is like a grain. And then from that grain, you get 7 ears. All those 7 ears, there are 100 grains, right? And sometimes we think about the grain and the ears and that, but you have to listen to what the first part of the verse says. It's a parable of you. It's a parable of you. So when you spend for the establishment of your own soul, that is you have to grow yourself. That's how you grow yourself. You are the cultivator of yourself. And you are also the seed being cultivated. You're both. You're both the farmer and the seed, right? And that's a part of the mystery of who we are. That's a part of the mystery of ourselves. Like I said, when you talk to yourself, who's listening and who's speaking? So in the same way, when we practice what we practice in al-Islam, it's us doing it, but it's also us developing because of it. Where the Quran says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ أَفْلَحَ is the cultivation. أَفْلَحَ is the growth, the success that comes through cultivation. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا And I know you hear zakat in that. It's there. And when we have the adhan and the iqama, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ Hayya ala salah, when you come to prayer, you also come to cultivation. So prayer is a part of the cultivation. As you pray, you're cultivating yourself. You're developing yourself. You're growing yourself. You're purifying yourself. As you pay zakat, you're growing yourself. You're purifying yourself. Qad aflaha man zakaha. When you pay your zakat, you are cultivating yourself. You are growing yourself. That's how you garden your soul. Your soul is the garden. Okay? But without salah and zakat, no growth, no success. And it's easy to forget that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if a man had a river flowing in front of his door and he bathed in it 5 times a day, would there be any uncleanness on him? He said, no, he'd be perfectly clean. He says, such are the 5 daily prayers. The Prophet said also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the Prophet don't take from the Bayt al-Mal. You don't take from the Bayt al-Mal because they are the impurities of the believer. The Prophet said, no, we can't take from that because it's the impurities of the believers. Anybody ever seen a ring in a bathtub? Okay. So when somebody takes a bath, they come out pure, the dirt is left in the tub, what have you, right? Same way with the five daily prayers and washing in the river. So the impurities go off and flow on down the river. So Salat is a bath. Salat is a means of purification for us, right? Inasmuch as it is water, it's a spiritual purification. But zakat is also a purification. When you pay zakat, you are purifying the wealth that remains. Don't make a mistake and continue to fail to keep that consistency. Because what happens when you don't give the zakat, you are not giving Allah's rights. Do you understand Allah has rights? Allah, where'd you get it from? Allah has rights in what? I gave it to you. Oh, no, I can't give you none of this. Excuse me. Where you get it from? No, I made this. This is my... No. Give me my right in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And what happens when you give it? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا. Zakah means to purify. So when you give, yes, you purify the wealth that remains, and therefore when you don't give it, then you corrupt what you keep. The whole thing gets corrupted because you're keeping in it what shouldn't be there. All right? So you have to take away Allah's right in it so that the rest of it can be pure. And I want us to see the fitr of Allah, the fitr of it all. I'm almost done. When the child is in the womb, they're in the amniotic fluid for 9 months. The waters in the womb of the pregnant woman changes every 3 hours. Sleep 8 hours, 16 waking hours. If there are 16 waking hours and the water changes every 3 hours, how many times does the water change? It changes 5 times. So when you make your salat, that soul that you are trying to grow is germinated in purer spiritual waters. But every prayer you miss leaves the water of your spiritual psychic womb dirty. You have to pray to get the dirt, the spiritual dirt off of you, and you have to pay to get the material dirt off of you, and it's right there in your body. When you eliminate, you have liquid elimination and you have material elimination. I don't have to do the full biology lesson, do I? Urination and defecation. The prophet says that the zakat is the impurities of the believer. That's the material impurities. The prayer gets rid of the spiritual impurities. So imagine somebody that doesn't pray and doesn't pay zakat. That's why the Quran is always repeating, wa'akimu salat wa'atu zakat. You have to do both of them. That's what grows you. That's what cultivates you. When you neglect that, then you remain impure and stunted in your Islamic growth. So just have that in mind, that these are the principles that we have to practice. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك له الحمد، يحيي ويميت، يريد الخير، هو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we thank you for your graces. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for our independence under you as our master. We are your slave servants. Oh Allah, bless us to keep and to strengthen our bond of obedience to you. Oh Allah, bless us to show gratitude for the favor that you have bestowed upon us by the design of the creation and by the design of our own reality. Bless us, oh Allah, to engage this perfect favor of Al-Islam in such a way that we become great and forceful for your will in this world. We want to be servants and soldiers and forceful and powerful for your will in order that your will prevail in the world. Oh Allah, bless us to be free of all domination. Bless us to be free from the domination of our own ignorance, to be free from the domination of our own laziness, to be free from our own doubts. Oh, Allah, we need your help. We need your guidance. We are willing to get on the front lines, to serve your way in this world at this time until we pass from this life. We beg this of you, only for none can grant or withhold this. But you, ameen, Allahumma, ameen. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استو استقيم يحمكم الله وتابكم الله من جوا الستريت ليفل لينا سبيس بين الشيطان والبارز والروز عن ستريت هارس من الدين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وأنه يسرك ليسرى فذكر إن فأت الذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشكى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى فذكر اسم ربه فسلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبكى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تقبل الله الله أكبر So if you don't make sense, you can go ahead and make sense. We're just going to make a couple of announcements. Shukran. Alhamdulillah. All right. Anniversary greetings for our sister Samia Muntasar and Abdul Hamid. Alhamdulillah. October 30th is that blessed day. And also birthday greetings for Javed Shahid and Zarina Elamin. So, alhamdulillah, birthday greetings to them as well. The fifth Shahadatain Institute class is going to be, it's the 30th. Man, time flies. This is also we're coming up to the end of your ability to get into the Shahadatain Institute because you have to complete 70% of the course in order to be certified as completing it. And the number of courses that have lapsed is probably by count. This may be the very last one that you may be able to enroll in and still, if you complete it all, do that. So, Shahadatain Institute, Sabilillah, Sabillillah at AOL.com. If you are a new Muslim or a non-Muslim, new Muslim of less than 2 years, and we take into consideration any of those who have been Muslim for longer than that, but you feel you really need to get strengthen up in your principles, you can be considered for enrollment in Shahadatain Institute upon my consideration. So, sabilillah@aol.com. I think there are flyers in the back. You can use that. It's not gmail.com, just in case that note is still there. Also, the Hifaz game as well. Get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for family, friends, people that you want to do da'wah with. Pass it on, and the learning that takes place. It's a Shahadatain Institute in a box, so make sure you get that as well. I don't think I'm missing anything right now. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. What's going on?
Mara, you said it's Prophet does not take from that.
Yep, Beit al Mal.
What is that?
That is, it's general treasury.
Oh.
Yeah, short version. Yeah, okay. That's really where there's a cat goes. They don't take from that.
Okay.
They can get sadaqah and others, but not that.
What's
on? How's it going? Assalamu alaikum, student. How are you, man?
Okay.
Good to see you.
Assalamu alaikum,
sir. How's it going?
I'm sorry, I wasn't here, man.
Oh, mashallah. You there in spirit. You're part of the whole package, man. Shukran. Well, I know these OGs, y'all, those who march to the cadence, they know it's
I'm doing better. My mom passed away a couple months ago.
Innalillahi inna ilayhi raji'un. I didn't know that. May Allah forgive your shortcomings and grant a high station of paradise, inshallah. Good to see you, man. How the family?
Outside
that,
you know.
Yeah, life goes on. Okay. It is good. I mean, you know, life goes on. As long as Allah gives us another chance to, you know, purify ourselves, make a contribution, what more can you ask? Good seeing you. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Hey. No, right. Oh, my brother.
Yeah.